is an epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I am accustomed to. At this moment, lying on the sick bed and recalling my whole life, I realize that all the recognition and the wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of impending death. In the darkness, I look at the green lights from the life-supporting machines and hear the humming mechanical sounds. I can feel the breath of God. I can feel the breath of God of death drawing closer. Now, I know when we have accumulated sufficient wealth to last our lifetime, we should pursue other matters that are unrelated to wealth. Should be something that is more important. Perhaps relationships, perhaps art, perhaps a dream from younger days. Non-stop pursuing of wealth will only turn a person into a twisted being just like me. God gave us the senses to let us feel the love in everyone's heart, not the illusions brought about by wealth. The wealth I have won in my life I cannot bring with me. What I can bring is only the memories precipitated by love. That's the true riches which will follow you, accompany you, giving you strength and light to go on. Love can travel 1,000 miles. Life has no limit. Go where you want to go. Reach the height you want to reach. It is all in your heart and in your hands. What is the most expensive bed in the world? He is asking. And he himself is giving the answer. He says it is a sick bed. You can employ someone to drive the car for you, make money for you, but you cannot have someone to bear the sickness for you. Material things lost can be found, but there is one thing that can never be found when it is lost, and that is life. When a person goes into the operating room, he will realize that there is one book that he has yet to finish reading, and that is the book of healthy life. Whichever stage in life we are at right now, which time we will face the day when the curtain comes down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouse, love for your friends. Treat yourself well, cherish others. The happiest of people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything that comes along their way. This was written by none other than Steve Jobs. Srila Prabhupada, how grateful, how eternally grateful we all are to you for having given us this wonderful treasure of Krishna consciousness which makes our life meaningful. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
As Srinadji Prabhu gives his offering, can we request Her Grace Radha Priya Mataji to be ready?
Hare Krishna, please accept my obeisances, Srila Prabhupada. In continuation of what my friend Radha Krishna has just spoken, I had sent this email to him. Somebody had sent it to me. Steve Jobs, who made this Apple company so famous, one of the richest men, when he died at a very young age, unfortunately due to cancer, he writes in his biography that when he was very, very poor, as you know, he was like an orphan, and we are sitting in an orphanage. He was adopted by some family, but they were also not very rich. So there was not enough money in the house for him to go to a very big college. So what did he do? He smuggled himself into some other neighboring college. He would sit at the last bench. If he was detected, he was thrown out. And sometimes he would learn. This gentleman writes that the only fulfilling meal he had in a week, the only meal, ek hi bar पूरे हफ्ते में उसको पूरा खाना मिलता था, प्रसाद मिलता था वो हरे कृष्ण मंदिर में रविवार को. ही राइट्स इन हिज बुक. आई थिंक दैट प्योरिफाइड हिम एटलीस्ट एट द एंड ऑफ हिज लाइफ. सो प्रभुपाद जी, यू हैव, आई वॉज लिसनिंग टू यू दिस मॉर्निंग ऑन वन ऑफ माई एज यूजल ऑन योर लेक्चर, that it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally who requested you in Golok Vrindavan that you have to go to this planet of death. Our planet is planet of death. Mrityulok. People all die. Birds die, animals die, trees die, everything dies here. So this is a planet of death. Nobody wants to come here. Prabhupada didn't want to come here. But Krishna told him in the form of Lord Chaitanya that I have promised that in every town and village of this earth the Mahamantra will be sung, my name will be broadcast, and only you can do it. I authorize you. So on that strength, Srila Prabhupada, who was the commander-in-chief of the Sankirtan army, Mora Senapati, the exact words in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya was asked, how 500 years ago, how in every town and village of the whole world anybody will go around and broadcast the Mahamantra and this, your glories, my Lord, we can't understand. Achintaya. So the first principle Lord Chaitanya taught us is Achintaya, inconceivable, Beda Beda Tattva. At the same time, it is conceivable. So this is an example. It is inconceivable 500 years ago that anybody could travel all over the world. Some say Prabhupada went 13 times, some say 14 times. But even to go once around the world is so tiring, so difficult. And at that ripe old age, after 70, to go around 13 or 14 times around the world, and that too building so many temples, going through so many difficulties. I saw your accounts. One very nice senior devotee gave me a copy of Prabhupada's personal handwritten accounts when he was 1965-66, when he was in, just before starting ISKCON. He writes, 5 cents, 5 cents, which is nothing, I bought peanuts. That was his lunch. Then he writes below that, 15 cents, I bought 2 oranges. That was his dinner. Next page he writes, 35 cents I had today, a lot of money, which is nothing again. I got 1 pint of milk. So he had milk. Dhire dhire, he got more. And what did he do? He didn't take it all for himself. You didn't eat and drink everything for himself. You made prasadam for these young boys and girls who were hippies, rejected by the local society as drug addicts. And you converted them to Krishna addicts. They became intoxicated with the holy name of the Lord. So this is your greatest glory. In his lecture today, Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhu said that there is conflict sometimes. You are not singing in the tune of Prabhupada. But what tune were you singing, Prabhupadji? You were not singing only the tunes that Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj sang. You are initiating ladies into Brahman initiation, which nobody on earth ever did. It was inconceivable that a woman would become, take initiation in Brahman initiation. In a way, you were criticized because it's violation of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that women and merchant class people and Shudras, for them Bhagavad Gita is suitable. So women were clubbed up with Shudras and not with Brahmanas. And yet Prabhupada said, it's an emergency. It's a war. So the second point is that you entered into this world of death when there was a war against Maya. Even today that's a war against Maya. Yesterday you might have read in Paris, Prabhupadji, you had established a beautiful Paris temple which I visited. And there they have blown up so much, attacked by terrorists. And you knew that these people are going to come. So you cautioned us that even if the worst happens, always have your malas with you and chant. Because at the last moment, as long as you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you are guaranteed to go home back to Godhead. You are not going to again have these miseries. Which are the only miseries? Birth, material birth, death, old age and disease. You taught us very fundamental things. I am not the body, I am soul. Only eat prasadam. How to dress, how to wash, everything you taught. Second thing you taught, very important, is Abhidaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is in three parts. You taught all three parts to us. The first part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is Abhidaya. Abhidaya means, who am I? Who is God? What is nature? What is time? What is karma? These are the five topics of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is covering only five topics. That comes in the Abhidaya, first part. We are infinitesimal, 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair. That is our position, our size. We are eternally servants of Krishna. Daso, daso, das. So he taught us that first principle, Abhidaya. Okay, so now we know who we are. We know who is God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Then the next, or then after knowing what? The next thing he said is Sambandha, connection. What to do? How to do it? How to chant, how to come and approach Lord, how to make the prasadam, how to do everything you taught us. Sambandha. Because we have sambandha with Krishna, I was hearing this morning, because we have sambandha with Krishna, we have sambandha with everyone. You gave a beautiful example this morning, Prabhupada. When a young girl gets married to a young man, before, she didn't know any member of the boy's family. She didn't know. She had no relationship. The moment she gets married to this young man, his father becomes the father-in-law, mother becomes mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, aunt, uncle, everybody. So whole big family she really marries. So girl in India does not marry a boy. A girl in India marries a whole family. So she surrenders herself. Similarly, we, Jivatma, once we surrender to Krishna, Prabhupada said, we acquire a whole family of all Krishna's family. That is our family now. That you have explained to us. Sambandha. And the third most important final step, which Radha Gopinath ji blesses us, is Prayojana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, first step is Abhidaya, second step is Sambandha, third step is Prayojana. You have to develop pure love of God. Why? Why develop pure love of God? Because if you develop pure love of God, you automatically develop love of everyone. You develop love even of your country, of your countrymen. Prabhupada himself says today, morning I heard him, you develop love of flowers, you develop love of trees, birds, animals, everyone. Your sabbe jivatma hai. So Prabhupada, you have taught us everything we need to know. There is nothing which we need to learn from somewhere else. Your books are an encyclopedia. They are the laws for 10,000 years. Since you have given us all that we need to know in such a short time, as you have explained, And I heard this morning in the lecture that in few minutes, Prabhupada condensed everything, gave initiation to one boy in Moscow, which would normally take months. So you condensed all the knowledge, all the bhakti, because I heard that your main love was for the Yamuna River and the Ganges. Ganges gives us knowledge. Ganga Mai apne ko knowledge kaise deti hai? Removes our sins, cleanses us. So then we can get knowledge. Just like in a bad, dirty cup, you have to wash it. Then only you can pour milk and drink. So similarly, in our heart, which is very full of dirt, anarthas, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mand, mantsa, we have to cleanse that with Mahamantra. And then we have to pour knowledge. So the Ganges gives us knowledge, Yamuna gives us bhakti. That is a fantastic thing I learned this time in Vrindavan when I was there. So Prabhupada ji, I deeply, sincerely thank you on behalf of all of us. And we only pray that at the last moment we shall always remember you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Srinath Prabhu, for giving such a all-encompassing preview of Krishna consciousness as taught by Srila Prabhupada. Can I request Radha Priya Mataji to please give the offering? And His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu to be please ready. Hare Krishna, just a small reminder. Can you please request the devotees to restrict their talk because we have many devotees to speak. Can we restrict our talk to 3 minutes, please?
Hare Krishna. In this world, most of the relationships are with purpose or selfish gain. Be it any relation, husband, wife, brother, sister, boss, employee, parent, child, friends, all see their own benefit. It's a very selfish world where selflessness is almost unheard of. We all are very fortunate to come under the shelter of your lotus feet. You have taught us real selflessness and love by your own example. At the age of 70, without thinking of your health, yourself or anything else, you took sannyas, went on the cargo ship to follow your Gurudev's instructions to preach in America. Your selflessness, selfless love, with no expectation at all, was the main thing that attracted people in America and all over the world. People who never respected, valued or loved anyone but themselves, you changed them completely and made them into disciples who were ready to lay their very lives for yourself, for you, Srila Prabhupada. Your teachings and instructions are so simple and worthwhile. You taught us how to serve selflessly, how to live for others' happiness, and how to have loving relationship with each other and live in harmony. We can find real happiness and peace and purpose in life. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us unconditioned love in this selfish world and hope and meaning in this hopeless world. With gratitude and love always, Radha Priya Dasi.
Thank you very much, Mataji. We'll request His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu to please give his offering. And can we have His Grace Krishnanam Prabhu to be ready?
Hare Krishna. So in this morning's Bhagavatam class, we heard from His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu about the resourcefulness of Srila Prabhupada and how he really used every opportunity and whatever it took, he did. And in 12 short years, he went to every continent also. I was thinking that from an individual point of view, that means all of us, all the millions of people who have actually come in contact with Krishna consciousness, how complete their life is and how fulfilling it has become only because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. We didn't know anything before that. First and foremost, the spiritual aspect where he preached and he sowed the seeds in every continent through his books, then his lectures, and then his disciples have been preaching, and then his grand disciples have been preaching, that hearing and chanting is the prime essence, associating with devotees is the essence. So we have been told and taught how to live, how to at least, it's a survival kit for us spiritually. And then even on a physical level, everybody was having the same prasad, but food. But once offered to Krishna, how the food transforms, every person in this room and all those who joined the movement have actually experienced, and we experience it every day, that the same gulab jambu, the same samosa, or the same sabji, how relishable becomes, it is mysterious. It's typical, it's mystical. I mean, so the basic thing like food also, how Krishna enters our being if we are sincerely offering it first to Him. And even on an emotional level, on a relationship level, on where everyone wants happiness, He has given through the association, but also through so many people who are helping in, and even in His lectures, that please cooperate. Cooperation means that we live with each other, we love each other, we respect the differences, but somehow we sacrifice and put aside our egos and develop relationships, not just between a community or a congregation, not just between one temple, not just between one country, but the whole world. We hear about United Nations, which is actually a mockery, because after United Nations was formed 60, 70 years ago, some 60 more countries have actually come into being. So countries have been divided, and we see states also spring up. But the real United Nations, what Srila Prabhupada taught, was actually how one can live, and we have been in this temple and in other temples, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, as Bhakti Vinod Thakur wanted, that whether we are Africans or Americans or Europeans or Indians or Pakistanis or wherever, whatever religion, background, men, women, we all, when we chant the name of the Lord, we are all together. So he actually went straight to the essence and he demonstrated it. So in that way we have seen that on all aspects of life, he has given us a complete package. And not only that, but it is an eternal package. A package which we follow, if we continue doing that, that it gives us bliss and happiness continuously. And if we do deviate, we fall in temptations, if we keep associating, then there are others who are going to sacrifice themselves and help us. If we have problems in a relationship, people are there to help us. So there is actually an insurance policy that he has also built around us. So in all aspects, Srila Prabhupada has, even after he's gone, for the, not just now, but for the next 50, 100, 500 years, you'll see that the whole protection that he has formed, exactly the way Krishna has really built it, His special emissaries to this world are doing it. So for all that, we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada, and I am personally just begging at his lotus feet that, you know, we never ever try to leave his lotus feet and try to help in whatever way we can. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Krishna Chandra Prabhu. We request His Grace Krishna Prabhu to please give His offering. And can we have Her Grace Amrutanam Mataji ready for the next offering, please?
Hare Krishna. On this very auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, there is so much to be said about all that Srila Prabhupada has done for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have that unique relationship with Srila Prabhupada as a grandfather has to a grandchild. And at this particular point of time, there would be in all the temples all over the world so many devotees who would be glorifying Srila Prabhupada for their special relationship that they have with Srila Prabhupada, either as a child or as a grandchild. And a few days back I was reading about Srila Prabhupada's first arrival to London, and what really struck me was the dedication of his disciples just on the basis of the instructions of their spiritual master to have given up the comforts of their life in America, and almost a year they were in London in a very alien place with absolutely nobody to take care of them, with no resources, trying their level best to set up a temple, because that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. He told them that moment you set up a temple in London, I will come and meet all of you. And then they were trying their level best, and of course along the way we could see from the pages of the Lilamrit how Lord Krishna reciprocated with their intense desire in so many different ways. And of course the most historic event was how they got connected with the Beatles. And then finally John Lennon himself gave his estate, a part of his estate, for the devotees to stay in. George Harrison, yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada arrived in London. And then Srila Prabhupada was received by the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the lounge, and that is something that really struck me about Srila Prabhupada's personality. All the devotees, there must have been at least around 30 or 35 devotees by that time who had already got attracted to the movement. They were all waiting for Srila Prabhupada at the airport lounge. And Srila Prabhupada came over there, and Srila Prabhupada sat in a circle with all the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada knew the names of each and every one of the devotees. So we can see how, even though Srila Prabhupada was the Jagat Guru, the Acharya for the whole world, and by that time he already had 20 centers established, he was so personal in his dealings with each and every one of his disciples. And that is actually what, you know, is the most attractive feature of this particular movement, that everyone is connected to each other as one big family. And Srila Prabhupada is the one who actually made that possible for all of us. And without that, actually this particular movement or this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, would become nothing but a club. Right, where people just come maybe once in a week or once in 2 weeks, get together for a couple of hours and finish. That's all. It's just that this personal bonding between the devotees makes the whole aspect of Krishna consciousness such a wonderful experience. And we have to be so eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada that we have this opportunity to get connected to this glorious society for some inconceivable reason. I mean, we don't know how we got connected, but, you know, we got connected. But now that we have got connected, let us, on this very, very auspicious day, because that is what Srila Prabhupada would want from all of us. His final instruction to us was that, you know, he would be pleased by the way we would be cooperating with each other. That was his final instruction, because he knew that that was the only thing that would hold us together. Right, no amount of magnificent temples, no amount of money, no amount of opulence would keep the devotees together, except the fact that if the devotees make it their goal to cooperate with each other. Right, so that was the final instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Not that there should be opulent deity worship, or there should be beautiful temples constructed in each and every corner of the world, hundreds of temples in every location. That was not the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. The final instruction of Srila Prabhupada was that every devotee should be cooperating with each other. So on this most auspicious day, at least I would like to beg at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada that till the end of my life, I somehow remain in the association of devotees and cooperate with them in trying to please him. Because pleasing him individually would give him a certain level of happiness, but pleasing him together with all the others would give him unlimited happiness. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. In Vrindavan, when His Holiness Puri Maharaj, Godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, he came to give an offering long back. As he was giving offering about the earnest preaching of Srila Prabhupada, the zest of Srila Prabhupada, and then one of his sannyasi disciples spoke. And the point he made was, you know, still I feel very touched by it. He said that we have many commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam which talk about the Rasik Tattva, which talk about the Sankhya Tattva, which talk about so many different technicalities of life. But Srila Prabhupada is the Acharya who gave Srimad Bhagavatam commentary from the point of view of today's relevance, hitting today's sense gratification. So in true sense, We can bow down to Srila Prabhupada as a Jagat Guru. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we request Her Grace Amartana Mataji to speak. And can we have His Grace Brajmohan Prabhu ready for next offering?
He reasons ill who says Vaishnavas die, for thou art still living in sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and in living spread the holy name around. This verse written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur was very beautifully describes the previous Acharya's lives, including that of Srila Prabhupada. When a person is born, his glories are not known. That is, they are not unfolded, if at all. But when he departs, the world knows his greatness through his words and his deeds. Srila Prabhupada, although you are physically not with us anymore, yet you are still very much around. You are forever present in Vrindavan and Mayapur and all over the world through your temples. You live in the hearts of your dedicated, sincere disciples who even today weep tears in love and separation from you. You are there in your spoken and written words. You are present in your instructions, which if we sincerely abide by, we can perfect our lives. You have taught us how to live our lives, keeping Krishna in the center. And you also taught us how to depart, keeping Krishna in our thoughts. Today is a day we can deeply introspect and contemplate as to how we owe our lives to you and pledge ourselves to the best of our ability in your service. If it were not for you, Srila Prabhupada, we would still be in the pits of material illusion. We are grateful for all that you have given us, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. After Brajmohan Prabhu, can we request His Grace Adikesha Prabhu to be ready for his offering, please?
Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances, all goods to your divine grace. Today I would like to just have a comparison of you with two of the organizations that are corporate in nature but carry a very strong relevance and comparison to what you did and your personality. Now there is this very famous company, Amazon, where they promise that everything under the sun can be delivered to you. But Srila Prabhupada delivered not just everything under the sun, but he gave us a process by which we can go above the sun to our supreme home, the spiritual world. Now this company also claims that why did they name the company as Amazon, because this company has the word has from A to Z. That's why they have that smiley that goes from A to Z. So I was just reflecting on the qualities of Srila Prabhupada or qualities of devotees. They are also 26 in nature, 26 qualities of devotee, and we have 26 alphabets in the English language. So I just made all the 26 qualities of devotees from A to Z. So I would like to just read some of them, not all of them. So, and the uniqueness of these 26 qualities is that once somebody has these 26 qualities, which Sri Prabhupada exhibited and great souls like you, they can conquer somebody who has 64. So it is a unique match where 26 is greater than 64. And if we can aspire to have even a fraction of this 26, even our life will become perfect. And also interestingly, Srila Prabhupada, the movement started in 26 Second Avenue. So the first A is a devotee is non-defiant, akrita droha, is always willing to mold his plans as per the desire of Krishna. We always have a defiant attitude, that's why we are in this material world. But a devotee is non-defiant. A devotee is the best beneficiary for everyone. He performs welfare work for everyone. A devotee is always clean, shuchi, Srila Prabhupada. You taught us what is actually cleanliness, otherwise even being in India and so-called pious families, we didn't had any conception of what is cleanliness internally or externally. A devotee is desireless, akama. A devotee is equal to everyone. And in each of these stories, once Gaurang was saying that how Giriraj Maharaj On each of these qualities, there are so many pastimes that he narrated of the way Srila Prabhupada expressed these qualities. A devotee is fixed, sthira. A devotee is grave, is gambira, is not loose, but is grave. A devotee is highly compassionate, karuna. A devotee is indifferent to material acquisitions, aniha. A devotee is without false prestige and non-jealous, amani. A devotee is kripalu, he is merciful. A devotee is mild, mrdu. A devotee is faultless, nirdosha, nidosha. He has no faults. A devotee controls all the six bad qualities, he overcomes. That is the O, vijita sadguna. A devotee is peaceful, he is shanta. A devotee is quiet. A devotee eats only as much as required, he is regulated, mitabuk. A devotee is truthful, satyasara. And a devotee is totally surrendered to Krishna, Krishna sharana. A devotee is magnanimous, vajanyaya. A devotee is without material possessions, akinchana. A devotee is extremely respectful, manada. And a devotee is highly enthusiastic. So there are some more qualities which I am just trying to fit into this. The 3-4 that got left out, but hopefully by today, the end of the day, I will be able to offer this alphabets into your service. Another comparison which already Radha Krishna Prabhu and Srinathji Prabhu were making about this Steve Jobs, but I would like to take another angle that in the history of the world, there are different revolutions that changed the world. The first and interestingly or surprisingly, all of them are connected to apples. The first is the Adam's apple, where the Adam's apple was eaten by them, and that's how the sin began. The sin revolution begins with eating an unoffered apple. another apple fell on somebody's head, and he started wondering, that was Newton's apple. That's how scientific revolution began. And then the Beatles came and they also started Apple Records, which heralded a cultural revolution. The whole pop culture was initiated by the Beatles Apple. Finally, Steve Jobs created Apple, by which technological revolution happened. But Srila Prabhupada also had an apple. Maharaj tells that in the initial days, Srila Prabhupada was so poor in the West, he had nothing to give to after the program. So he just used to have one apple, and he used to just cut this apple, offer it to Krishna, and with such respect and with such honor, he used to offer pieces of the small cut slices of the apple to different devotees. And the way they received Prabhupada's love and Krishna's mercy, that just by eating these apples, a spiritual revolution began. And the apple that started the sin, by eating Prabhupada's offered apple, the sin ended. So therefore we are very grateful that Srila Prabhupada, you gave us these apples. There is a saying in the health, a day keeps doctor away, an offered apple away, a day keeps maya away. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, we are very grateful for you for offering this gift to us, and pray that we can accept this gift and share this gift with the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Brajmohan, for this revolutionary offering. Can we request His Grace Adhikesha Prabhu to give His offering? And can we have His Grace Radhapati Prabhu to be ready?
Hare Krishna. So there are people here who are maybe coming for last few months, or there are also people who are here for many years. So I am just thinking about, I am here for many years. So when I look back, sometimes I think about how scary my life would have been. I'm sure many of you also must be in touch with, or school friends now through WhatsApp. And you know, we get connected and you see what are they talking about and what they value. And then you ask yourself that, oh my God, what would have been so scary? What you would have been doing? So this is what Prabhupada's power. Of course, except for Srinadji Prabhu, none of us have seen him physically. We have just heard about him. But this is what was his purity. Now we didn't even know what is the concept of purity, you know. What is purification? We only understand pure food. But what is purification within ourselves? So this is what was Prabhupada. Now we have a living example that how does a person who is very pure, how does he act? How does he behave? What does he do? How does he deal with people? And that was what Prabhupada was. Just for us to understand. Pure, when you mean pure, of course that purity doesn't come just by, just like this. You know, we heard in the morning that very one nice statement Chaitanya Charan Prabhu said, it was like jumping into something unknown darkness. When he left this world in that cargo ship, no financial help, no institutional support, no individual help. What a courage. What a determination, what a compassion. Of course, that type of purification is not so cheap, but that opportunity is there available. But still to understand, what is purity, you know? So I heard once, this is there in Bhagavatam, something which we can relate to because we daily see is water. Now you see the water there is flowing in the fountain. Now a pure person is compared to a water. The water, when it flows, it makes some sound, it is very soothing. That's what a pure person is. Even he makes some sound. In the early days, they would not understand what is he speaking about. But that sound vibration was so purifying. And water is very transparent. Such a complex subject, you know. What can you understand this subject, you know? So vast it is. But he made it so simple for us to understand. Any person who is open-hearted, he just hears it. He sees, this makes sense. This is what life is meant for. That is Prabhupada's transparency. And water is also very pure. Whoever comes in contact with the water, he becomes pure. That is the power of water, in a pure state. So that sense, yes, it is very natural that, you know, the word religion or God, nowadays it's something which, not a very favorable response you get. You know, don't talk about religion, especially when these things are happening, like the recent attack in Paris by terrorists. In the name of religion, so much hatred. And here is Prabhupada talking, you know, all accommodating. How he is making, when he went to US, they said, why you want to come here? You know, we are a Christian country, we don't need. He said, I not come here to convert you. You follow this, you will become better Christians. So it goes to everyone. Beyond all this external religion, cultural beliefs and real touching of, you know, how to live. So this is what Prabhupada, just looking back into my life and how would I deal with people, what I would be doing. It's all because coming in contact. So we all have an opportunity to just to conclude. Prabhupada said, don't keep on saying that, you know, my greatness. Just do what I did. That is what I will be pleased. So he has left behind all of us. Every one of us has the potential to purify himself and also who we come in contact with. And one of the great opportunity, facility what we have is the temple. Because we have chance to associate with so many pure people. So in the association of pure people, it is very natural that we will also become pure. So on this day, my prayer is that please give me the strength to overcome, or to, in other words, to value. To value something, it is not an easy thing. You can only value to the degree you become pure. Otherwise, if you really value what you have received, I can speak for myself. I will not be the same person. What I am, I would really take it very seriously. And this is an opportunity that we all can help each other, put our efforts to become pure, and we ourselves can be happy and also we can make others happy in this world where this is the real need. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you very much, Adikisha Prabhu. We were just discussing, Brajman Prabhu was telling me the climax of his offering, which he missed out, was that Srila Prabhupada used all the apples in service to Krishna. So, we request His Grace Radhapati Prabhu to please give His offering, and can we have Her Grace Lalita Priya Mataji ready for the next offering?
Hare Krishna. Consider it my good fortune to have this opportunity to express my gratitude for something most invaluable that one could ever receive in their life, the special mercy of such a magnanimous soul as Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhupada. It's beginning this. Please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. In these days of imitation, it is rare to find a true sadhu. And even if one finds, then many of these sadhus are actually those who are cut off from the mainstream of civilization and are striving for personal salvation. But yet others are there who have done wonderful work during their lifetime, but are forgotten afterwards. But you, Prabhupada, have initiated a movement during your lifetime and set it in motion to guide the whole of humanity for at least the next 10,000 years. No, this is not just another flash in the pan. It is our good fortune that Krishna has sent one of His own authorized representative in person for the benefit of fallen souls like us struggling in this ocean of material existence. What you have given us is most uncommon. You are utterly selfless activities and exemplary life are proof of your empowerment. Your greatest contribution is your books. These books that are shining like beacons on the vast ocean of time when souls lost in the high seas can find their way back to the shore. Through these books, you have given a simple but profound truth that Krishna is God universally. That we are not this body, but the spirit souls. And the goal of human life is to simply engage in loving devotional service to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In three steps like Vamandev, you have compacted all the philosophical truths without ambiguity and in such a simple way that even a child has no difficulty following it. You have redirected a misdirected civilization and have infused faith and hope in the lives of millions of beings. You have created a community called ISKCON which serves as a container to hold the precious values of Krishna consciousness, which is like liquid. You have parallelly established the BBT, which is an ocean of treasure for the present and the posterity. By all these, you are navigating thousands of lost souls back to Godhead. Not every paper is a currency note. Not every sadhu is empowered. Not every forest can produce sandalwood. Not every mountain can yield rubies. Nor every elephant has a pearl in the head. Chanakya Pandit's these words so correctly apply in your case. Shaile shaile na manikyam, mauktikam na gaje gaje. Sadhu sadhavo nahi sarvatra, chandanam na vane vane. Ever indebted to you, Srila Prabhupada. Very, very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So we request Her Grace Lalita Priya Mataji to give offering. And can we have His Grace Sankirtan Prabhu ready for the next offering, please?
All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. I am a housewife and my life was centered in serving the family, which is natural. I had never planned to take up devotional service. When I look back and see the change in my life, I cannot imagine it is real. This life of devotion to which you have introduced us is real nectar. The pleasure of cooking for the Lord and for the devotees is unparalleled. To be in the association of the devotees is simply ecstatic. People pay to travel round the world, but you have built a house in which the whole world can stay. Just by being in this house, you get to meet people from all over the world and serve them too. Truly, you have opened the doors of the spiritual world within this material world and given to one and all what nobody else can give. I sometimes wonder what magic is there in your words that people from different cultural backgrounds of different nations chose to follow you. Yes, Prabhupada, the magic is in your purity. That purity and love which we can experience from your disciples who are our spiritual masters. You have given us a big family that is overflowing with love and at the same time and also purifying us of our contaminations. In our contaminated state, we thought of ourselves to be pure. By your mercy, after entering into devotional service, we are able to see how contaminated we are and in the process of striving for purification. I beg for your mercy, Prabhupada, to be always engaged in your service and please our Guru and Vaishnavas. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. As Sangeetam Prabhu gives his offering, can I request His Grace Keshav Prabhu to be ready, please?
Hare Krishna. First of all, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this ISKCON society and Krishna consciousness. We can see that at the very first meeting when Srila Prabhupada met His Eternal Spiritual Master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, that time Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he planted this seed in the heart of Srila Prabhupada. And what was that seed? The need of spreading Krishna consciousness in the society, because he could see that there is a lack of Krishna consciousness. Everything is there, but people are not Krishna conscious. So when Srila Prabhupada heard this very first time, he was taken aback. He was in the Indian liberation movement, but still Srila Prabhupada at that very first time he realized the importance of spreading Krishna consciousness and especially taking this message in the Western world. And we can see that this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, his Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada never forgot. In fact, he made this instruction as his life and soul. And we can see that to address that need of spreading Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, so many commentaries, so many books. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada was so much focused on that instruction that whatever he was doing, he wanted to please his spiritual master. Because we cannot approach Krishna directly. We have to approach Krishna through Guru. And when Guru comes in our life, that is the greatest fortune. So Srila Prabhupada was trying in India and he wanted to give this Krishna consciousness to people in India. He wanted to make some base so that he can spread this movement all over the world. Some other, he was not successful in India, but still Srila Prabhupada did not give it up. He remained determined, and we can see that even at the age of 70, he went to Western world and started his preaching career in the Western countries. When I reflect on this, then I feel that it is so much difficult that starting Krishna consciousness at the age of 70, meeting such people, those who do not believe in God, and making them Krishna conscious, that is the biggest thing Srila Prabhupada has done. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this society, ISKCON society, which gives the foundation or which has helped so many devotees. And because of this ISKCON society, Srila Prabhupada's teachings, the perfect commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, we have come to understand what is the ultimate goal of life. What is our real identity? These are the basic questions people are having, and there is so much confusion in the society. And Srila Prabhupada, in the preface of Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes that there is a pinprick in the society at large. And why this is pinprick? Because of lack of Krishna consciousness. And therefore there are large-scale quarrels all over the world. And as we can see in the recent Paris attack, the religion has been so much misunderstood. And therefore, in the name of religion, it has taken the form of terrorism. But Srila Prabhupada has given the right meaning of religion, the true understanding of religion, and how to practice that religion in a most practical way. So I am very grateful to Srila Prabhupada on this auspicious day to give us this Krishna consciousness, what is our original consciousness and ISKCON society. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Sankirtan Prabhu, for a beautiful offering. As we know that for Krishna consciousness is for the spreading message to everybody. We have at least 2,000 foreign guests coming today. So Sankirtan Prabhu is extremely busy, but he came to give an offering. He's extremely happy today, and very happily he gave the offering that the message of Srila Prabhupada, the temple of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna consciousness is going not only to the Indians but to the Westerners in India. So as we request His Grace Keshav Prabhu to give his offering, can we have Her Grace Namamrita Mataji ready for next offering, please?
Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to you, Srila Prabhupada. I feel like a little fish in the Pacific Ocean trying to describe all the fascinating aspects and unlimited aspects that you can find in that big an ocean. And I obviously have a total lack of qualification to be up here and say something. In fact, most of what I had prepared, people have already spoken about, and much more eloquently than I could have ever put. But I thought I should specifically talk about one aspect of Srila Prabhupada. With the grace of my father, every day I get a little clipping by email, which covers, a few paragraphs of, Srila Prabhupada and his interactions with various devotees. And because it comes every day, it's a constant reminder. The sort of relationships that he had developed with his disciples and the influence that he had on his disciples, it is just mind-blowing. Because all these clippings come from periods which are starting up in the late 60s and early 70s. And, he had, for an old Bengali man who, even a person like me has sometimes difficulty in understanding the accent fully, had such a deep influence on everybody. And with that, actually, he was so powerful. Wherever he went, he was successful. Hundreds of temples, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property and assets that came up. And what you see in this world is that when people, whatever he said was the law.
In this world, what little I have been able to observe is that, there are so many famous and great leaders that have come in. And they all start off with a very utopian and pure purpose. But moment they start actually becoming successful, they have so many followers, big infrastructure, assets, and most important, the most intoxicating thing, which is power. They say power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, as you go down this path, it just becomes more and more slippery and more tricky. All you need to do today is, go to Google and, just put in there any big leader's name. And along with his accomplishments, you will see an equally large list of controversial things that have happened. Whether it be in terms of corruption, whether it be in terms of transgression, in terms of behavior, sexual activity, and this encompasses politicians, gurus, and everybody. But, when you look at Srila Prabhupada, and you look at, purity was something which actually stands out so strongly. He used to say purity is the force. And really it has remained, the force, And I was trying to, with my own little pea brain, try to understand that, what could be this, how can a man remain so pure? And, every moment of his has been documented. So, we see these reality shows which last for a few hours or a few days. Srila Prabhupada was in a reality show for many, many years. Every moment of his being awake, every moment of was documented. All his disciples were actually seeing what was going on. And, to maintain that that level of purity, so there were a few aspects which I thought I could mention over here. First and foremost is his humility. After all that he accomplished, the entire credit was all given to his guru. He had purity of purpose. See, when you have purity, actually there are three aspects to it. One is purity of purpose. The second one is purity of action. And the third one is purity of self. So, not only are your intentions pure, not only are your actions pure, but if you're pure within yourself, because, you cannot fool yourself. So, all these three aspects, were so abundantly there. Along with that humility came gratitude. It's all of us know that, this one very well-documented incident where Srila Prabhupada was standing in front of the deities of Radha Ras Bihari ji with folded hands. And he was literally weeping there and thanking their lordships for keeping him or preventing him from falling down. And then he built, this whole philosophy, he created the International Society of Krishna Consciousness and this whole custodianship. He always believed that he was the transparent via media. None of this was his. And it was his all that he did, the way he structured the movement, was all in a spirit of custodianship. So all these aspects have sort of ensured that Srila Prabhupada has remained completely unblemished. And all of us, including myself, today are basking in the sunshine of his afterglow. And there's a famous English saying which says that powerful men are feared, wealthy men are envied, but men of character are followed. And in the case of Srila Prabhupada, since, because of his purity that is there, I am sure that he will have an eternal following. So I remain indebted to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
Thank you, His Grace Keshav, for a beautiful offering. As Namamrat Mataji gives her offering, can we request His Grace Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu to be ready, please?
Hare Krishna. I feel totally unqualified to be here to speak on Srila Prabhupada. But I would only like to speak on the relevance of his teachings and his movement on my personal life.
Before I start glorifying Srila Prabhupada, I would like to narrate a small incident. It was book distribution time and our brahmachari party had gone to one of the railway stations to distribute Bhagavad Gita's. And one of the brahmacharis approached a man who was looking extremely busy and was rushing to his business. And this man stopped for a moment and he said, "Listen, I have very little time for all this. And I'm not going to buy your book unless you show me the cover of this book and you are able to tell me in a nutshell, in just 1 minute, something relevant only from the cover of the Bhagavad Gita and give me a reason for me to buy this." So the brahmachari looked at him and said, "Sir, you can see the name of this book is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad, it begins with B and it ends with D. So the book is about that. The book is about the B in our lives, which we cannot change, which is birth. And the last D in our lives, which is death, which we also cannot change. And everything in between, this book tells you how to deal with your life in between birth and death. So the way you should lead your life in between birth and death is given in this book, this Bhagavad Gita. So please, sir, I urge you to buy it." And this man was so impressed that he took out the money and he said, "Yes, this is a book I should buy." And he bought it. I gave you this incident because I feel that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada has done for us. He has taken care of us from birth to death and everything in between by creating this beautiful movement, this beautiful family, this beautiful temple, this beautiful congregation, which really I feel so sheltered, so protected, so looked after right from birth to death. And especially we see our children. We may not have been so fortunate to have been born as devotees, some of us, but there are so many now. The children are being born in this movement. So truly, right from the time they are being born, their mothers are doing the garbh sanskar, the temple is showing the mothers how to go through their pregnancy. Once the child is born, they have the blessings of all the devotees. Invariably, Guru Maharaj names the babies, helps us right through our lives, until our death. And it is so beautiful because I see so many people in this city. So many of them, they're so spiritual. They lead such good, pure lives. But at the time of death, actually there's no support system. It's just their few family, some friends. Usually people from Bombay don't even have much relatives living here. So it's just a small few number of people who don't even know how to go about the rites, how to help the person at the time of death and after it. But Srila Prabhupada has created this family for us to support us right till the end, to help us through that final exam and have all the devotees be with us even after that. And through, in between birth and death, we all know that today all gadgets, Prabhuji spoke about Apple, all those Apple gadgets and more, cell phones, computers, laptops, you name it, everything has to be recharged. And so it is with our lives, right from birth to death. We have to keep being recharged, just like our phones. And I think this beautiful institution, this beautiful family that Srila Prabhupada has created for us, it is providing us the recharge which so many others don't receive, despite being spiritual, despite being pious. So we have so much to be grateful for. I'm truly indebted to Srila Prabhupada for giving us, you all as a family, giving us Radha Gopinath, giving us Guru Maharaj. I will never be able to repay this debt. I only hope that I will be able to do some service in this movement. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, all of you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much, Mataji. After Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu speaks. Can we request His Grace Sachidananda Prabhu to be ready, please?
Srila Prabhupada, my humble obeisances unto you. On this auspicious day, we heard many devotees speak about what Srila Prabhupada gave to us, how we are grateful to Him. I'd like to just add some few incidences of Srila Prabhupada's final days and what mood did He give to all of us while He was leaving this material world. In terms of gratitude that we can express, I was just thinking of three different ways that we can express gratitude. First of all, we are grateful for the inheritance that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Very transparently, very compassionately, very wholeheartedly. Second is the opportunities that He created for all of us. Even in that way, we are grateful to Him for creating so many opportunities for us to become Krishna conscious. Like Prabhupada mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam preface, that all the maladies of this age can be solved by cultural re-spiritualization. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam gives, which will create a revolution in the impious lives of misdirected civilization. I mean, if you just notice all those words, very pertinent. Prabhupada was not talking about concept and ideology, he was talking about an opportunity, the cultural re-spiritualization. And that's how the whole movement was born, out of this concept and ideology. Had we just had the concept and ideology, Prabhupada would not be sitting here and doing something for Srila Prabhupada or for this, for the movement. And therefore Prabhupada made us accommodate in this wonderful home, as many devotees explain. But then He gave us a responsibility along with that. But all these things that we are grateful for, He offered us the great honor of leaving a legacy or leading a legacy which He left for all of us. In fact, Srila Prabhupada in His last lives, in the last moments, He recollect some few wonderful memories which can actually lead us to make that or assist Srila Prabhupada in making that legacy come alive. In fact, Srila Prabhupada was hearing the good news every day despite His bad health, in fact no health. And one disciple from London came and was talking about Bangladesh preaching, and Prabhupada said that we should he remembered one story about a Bengali person who actually converted to Christianity and married a British lady, but he squandered all the wealth and he again became poor. So he was begging from Indians some money. His name was Michael Madhusudan Dutt. And Prabhupada was telling that one person named Vidyasagar, he actually gave him money. No one was giving him money. And Prabhupada said, this British Indian, he said that you have a heart, you have a courage of an Englishman, but heart of a Bengali mother. And Prabhupada actually had that same spirit. He had the courage of an Englishman and heart of a Bengali mother. And he told his disciples to do the same. And he said, you go and preach in the Western world, preach to the Bangladesh, and he said, go to Nepal. Give foreign exchange there because they want money there. So I'll give you $600 monthly. But ventilate in the media that this is Swamiji's money, this is A.C. Bhaktivedanta's money. This is not CIA or American government supporting the movement or proxy. So Prabhupada said, ventilate this, that this is my hard work. I have created this, I have got this money, and this is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami's money. Prabhupada said that we don't earn a legacy. I mean, we just don't receive as a gift. We actually have to earn that legacy. And Prabhupada was talking about his previous days that he was in Bowery and he was having difficulties and all those times, and he said, I was working very hard, 7 a.m. in the morning I used to lecture, 7 p.m. in the morning I used to lecture, and people would come for the Sunday feast, and he remembered some devotees eating 20 chapatis, one devotee, and I would serve 4 chapatis at a time. Imagine a gentleman at 70 years, like Srila Prabhupada's teacher, was cooking at that time. We're thinking of sannyasis being offered chapatis, offered everything, offered Mahaprasad, but Prabhupada was actually giving chapatis to these people. 75 of them was coming every day. Prabhupada said, I worked hard. And Prabhupada would not see that. No, he was just living his days peacefully. He wanted to go to UK. He wanted to go deep in the preaching. And actually he was saying that, share another memory of his early childhood days. So he was connecting inheritance history to legacy. Similarly, we have to see how what Prabhupada gave the history and he made the news, but he wanted to create a legacy in the future. So he said, in the childhood I was wanted to Rath Yatra, and my father was going to a carpenter and we could not strike a deal. So an old lady came and she said, I'll give you some cart, and that's how we managed. Prabhupada said, I was never dull, I was not lazy, and I was very I read how to do the whole thing by myself, and my friends cooperated with me. And Prabhupada said, I was always a leader. Krishna always given me leadership. And everybody obeyed me. Except my wife. And I left her. Because she would not obey me. As Prabhupada was saying that, he was taking the role of a leader in the mood of a servant. And exactly what Prabhupada was doing in his last days was teaching how to lead as a humble servant to spread Krishna consciousness. In fact, Prabhupada said, I want to live a little bit more longer and make things more perfect. And we often hear of Prabhupada's unfulfilled dreams of setting up Varnashram. And Prabhupada was saying that only 50% of the thing is done. That means the inheritance and the opportunities were given, but the 50% of the opportunities and the rest of the legacy had to be carried forward by all of us. And that is a gratitude today that we can talk about. And Prabhupada said, I want to do this more and more, perfect. So the disciples asked, so Bhakti Charamaraj asked, how will you do it? Will you spend time with devotees, staying with them? Or do you have a specific program? Prabhupada said, I have a specific program. I'm not going to stay with devotees, said, I'm going to go to New York and start a farm there. Can you imagine New York and a farm? Doesn't make sense. And he said, and I will solve the biggest problem of this world, food. Imagine a Vrindavan Vasi became a sannyasi, going back and coming back to Vrindavan, and he's contemplating on making food available for everyone. Is this the ecstasy that we are all hoping to get at the end of our lives? Probably many of us would hope to have the best memories of what we lived, what holds for us in stock in the spiritual world, and all of those things. So therefore, just to conclude this offering, in fact this is the only prayer, in fact Prabhupada wanted all of these things, it's just two things, books and farms. These two things will completely destruct the animal civilization. And if we don't do that, probably we have only been grateful till a level. And therefore, seeing the situation of this world is talking about terrorism, climate change, and many other problems of this world. Prabhupada actually gave a practical solution. And he wanted us to be very practical till death. And therefore, Prabhupada, this is what we hear nowadays, that the honeybees are getting extinct in this world. What does it mean for all of that? It means that the flowers will not get pollinated, will not grow into fruits anymore, just because the pollinating agents are missing. Why are they missing? Because of heavy pesticides in those products, in those flowers. They don't anymore pollinate. Imagine how much destruction. You said after the extinction of honeybees, human beings will become extinct in 2 years. And therefore, if we will not respect what Prabhupada gave in terms, it will be a great opportunity loss for all of us. And therefore, I prayed on this day that Srila Prabhupada, please allow us to make a beekeeper so that can make these nice flowers ready for the honeybees to pollinate and go further in making this possible. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu. As we request His Grace Sachidananda Prabhu to give offering, can we request His Grace Vamshi Gopal Prabhu to be ready, please?
Hare Krishna. I think I'll take Just a few minutes. You are running out of time, I know. I would like to thank Srila Prabhupada for whatever has been done for all of us. It has been spoken some time back that if we imagine without being in Krishna consciousness where we would have been, it's really hard to think what would have happened to our lives. So thank you very much, Prabhupada, for getting us into this movement and keeping us here. So I was just listening to Radha Mohan Prabhu's very interesting analogy about the apple. And one thought came to my mind that one apple you forgot was the big apple, which is the New York area, which is where Prabhupada really started off. And that was the heart of materialism, where all regulative principles probably were broken. And Prabhupada started over there with people who had no conception of probably spiritual life. And because he was so empowered, and we should have no doubt about it that he really descended from the spiritual world, that he empowered whoever came in touch with him in spite of them having no background about anything related to spirituality. And when you read about his memories which are there, it is quite amazing to see how devotees who were just a few weeks in the movement were told to go to different parts of the world and open temples. And many of these people were highly successful in doing that, and they created, you know, temples, they got new devotees over there. And also people who had little scholarly pursuits were told to translate Prabhupada's books into different languages. So when you read that, it is quite amazing that it is not only that Prabhupada was empowered, he actually, along with his instructions, empowered a whole generation of devotees to achieve the impossible. Any devotee who during that time or even today thinks that, you know, he is doing it because of his efforts or his hard work, I think is really, you know, foolish to think so. It's only the empowerment which is coming through an entire legacy of the parampara due to which we are able to do that. So that is one aspect of empowerment. The second is Prabhupada's, how he converted these people. Basically, you know, at the age of 70, which is literally like post-retirement, I meet so many old people who are there, you know, in my complex, and you know, they are beyond 70. I think they have virtually given up. They are just waiting for probably death to come. And they have nothing really to look forward in life. And Sadhguru Prabhu, my father, had started a program where he used to get these 20-30 people together and talk to them every evening and, you know, tell them at least the goal of life. But, you know, over a period of time, somehow or the other, It's probably too late for many of them that they have got so conditioned that they are just not able to really absorb it. So at that age, to go to, you know, a place where you don't know anybody, you don't know whether to go right or left, you don't have anybody to depend on, you have no money, and to start a movement was basically a matter of faith. We just cannot imagine. If you just sit down, close your eyes and think about it, it really is an impossibility. It is just not possible. And so many people who initially came into the movement, who were basically drunkards and, you know, as I said, breaking all regulative principles, people who actually, he got robbed by those same people, he literally got killed by some of them. But still through his love, like a child, he used to cook for them, he offered them his love, he really changed their lives. And he taught them to be pure. I think people who had absolutely, you know, degraded, he brought them to a level of purity. So this is really the power of Srila Prabhupada, and this is the power of the parampara, and he always really gave all the praise to his guru and then to the parampara. So similarly, Prabhupada ji, whatever, you know, I am today is basically for whatever we have received through your vani. We have never seen you, and through all the devotees and the institution which you have created, and I really thank you for that. and hope that, you know, we are able to continue in some way or the other and help the organization grow. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sachidanand Prabhu. As Vamshi Gopal Prabhu, can we request His Grace Anand Gopal Prabhu to be ready for the next offering, please?
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kripa karega, main aaj Hindi bhasha ka prayog karunga. To kshama karega jo agar samajh na paaye to. Aaj sab hum yahan ekatrit hue hain Srila Prabhupada ji ke Tirubhav Mahotsav ko manane ke liye. Tirubhav Mahotsav, aaj se 39 varsh pehle wo ye dharti se vida hue the. क्या लेकिन सही मायनों में वो विदा हुए हैं? प्रभुपाद के जीवन में प्रभुपाद ने सबसे ज्यादा किस वस्तु से वो विचलित हुए हैं तो कभी कोई उनके अनुयायी और उनके शिष्य उनके पास आते थे या कोई पत्र व्यवहार करते थे या कोई वार्तालाप में अगर इस्कॉन का नाम ले और श्रील प्रभुपाद जी का नाम उसमें साथ न हो तो विचलित हो जाते थे वो अगर उन और कभी कभी उन्होंने अपने डिसाइपल्टों को अपने शिष्यों को और अनुयायियों को डांटा भी है इस चीज के लिए अगर कोई अपरिचित व्यक्ति या कोई जो प्रभुपाद जी को जानता न हो अगर वो ये सुनेगा तो उसको लगेगा कि क्या स्वामी जी अहंकारी है अहम है उनको कि वो श्रेय लेना चाहते हैं कि उनकी उपलब्धियों को उनसे अलग क्यों किया जा रहा है करके लेकिन प्रभुपाद जी का जीवन देखो हम लोग ने मारकी ने भगवत धर्म भजन गाया था अगर वो भजन देखो उन्होंने जलदूता पे वो भजन की रचना की है वो रचना में आप देखेंगे तो हर एक शब्द में प्रभुपाद जी की विनम्रता का प्रतिबिंब है इतने विनम्र थे वो कि हर एक चीज जो उन्होंने हासिल की है उसका श्रेय उन्होंने या अपने गुरु को दिया परंपरा को दिया कृष्ण को दिया है और इतने तक कि अमेरिका पहुंचने के बाद जो कार्य उन्होंने किया उसका श्रेय भी उन्होंने अपने शिष्यों को दिया कि आप लोग सब कर रहे हैं मेरे गुरु महाराज की कृपा से आप लोग कर रहे हैं ऐसा करके वो बोले यानी वो इतने विनम्र थे लेकिन प्रभुपाद जी ये जो डांटते थे शिष्यों को इस्कॉन और उनके नाम को भिन्न समझने के लिए वो उनको शिक्षित करने के लिए एक शिक्षा देने के लिए एक्चुअली वो दीर्घ दृष्टा थे वो समझते थे कि अगर मैं ये धरती से विदा भी हो जाऊंगा तो ये मुझे इतना प्रेम करते हैं कि मुझे तो पूजेंगे मेरी सेवा करेंगे लेकिन मेरी संस्था जो है इस्कॉन को अगर वो भिन्न समझने लगे तो उसमें सेवा करेंगे नहीं उनकी एक इच्छा थी उनके अंतिम चरणों में भी उन्होंने ये इच्छा जाहिर की थी कि उनके जो शिष्य उनके अनुयायी इस्कॉन के अंदर रह के सहयोगता के साथ सेवा करें वो उनको सबसे प्रिय था क्योंकि उसी बॉन्ड वो जो उनके वो एक दूसरों को एक करेगा यानी यहां सहयोग होगा तभी वो सेवा कर पाएंगे ठीक से इस्कॉन एक संस्था था वो एक बॉडी थी एक शरीर था और उसकी आत्मा थी प्रभुपाद जी और प्रभुपाद की इच्छा थी जो कोई जहां भी रहे इस्कॉन के अंदर रह के उस आत्मा को न भूल के वो शरीर से अंदर रह के वो सेवा करता रहे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय
As His Grace Anand Gopal Prabhu gives his offering, can we request His Grace Sudhir Chaitanya Prabhu to be ready, please?
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances at the Lotus Feet Srila Prabhupada. I was associated for the first time with Srila Prabhupada in the year 1997. And what really moved me or touched my heart was, now those times you've seen so many great leaders starting new movements and most of the movements have been named under the leadership of the founder. And here I saw this person who started a revolution and it wasn't called under his name. In fact, he called this as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This showed your greatness, Prabhupada. And Adikesh Prabhu very nicely said how today in the group WhatsApp messages, you are all connected to our old friends. And I can understand, without you, Srila Prabhupada, where I would be today. In fact, I'm not really qualified to stand here, but I'm sure, Prabhupada, if you were not in my life today, I'd be in one of the gutters, I'm sure. You know, the kind of background that I came from, the kind of friend circle, the kind of... So Prabhupada really picked me up, has picked up a lot of us up, and shown us the way how to, we should lead our life. Very nicely, Namritamma Mataji said that Bhagavad Gita is between B and D, between birth and death. And Srila Prabhupada showed us how to lead our lives. In fact, there's a very nice story which I was reading, and when Prabhupada was walking back from his morning walk in New York, and he looked out of the window and he saw a very strange sight. He saw a very elderly man picking up a small toddler, and the toddler, with the help of his father, could pick up this mail and drop it into the mailbox. It was just a small 15-second scene, and Prabhupada looked and told to his devotees and said, all on our own we cannot do anything, but if we have help, we can do the most impossible things. So Srila Prabhupada is like the father for us, the grandfather for us, and with his help, we can do the most impossible thing of going back home, back to Godhead. So on this day, I meditate that, Srila Prabhupada, don't lose your patience, and please allow me to serve you in this moment. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
As His Grace Sudhir Chaitanya Prabhu is giving an offering, can we request His Grace Vraj Bihari Prabhu to be ready, please?
Hare Krishna. So, this year we celebrated, and we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's departure to US by the Jaladuta ship. So, sometime ago I received one same WhatsApp, one video, small video. This clip was about a ship's voyage in a turbulent ocean. And the ship was in such a way that almost submerging in the water. And the people, the crew on the ship, they were actually holding, they were just wearing life jackets and holding on to something. You know, that's how they were surviving. So it's a very, very horrific scene. Never experienced personally, at least. But Prabhupada's journey was also very turbulent, you know, in the ship. The rough sea, the sickness, seasickness which he had, and a couple of heart attacks on the way to America. In fact, if you look at Srila Prabhupada's life's journey, I mean, it was full of difficulties. You know, initial days, he had no support from his wife and family, loss in business, and no money practically for printing books. He was walking around with whatever Back to Godhead magazines, preaching in the Western countries, no support from his God brothers, and disciples also, early disciples, they had no culture, no background about whatever the spirituality was. So many difficulties, but he could cross over all these hurdles because he just hold on to the instructions of his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So we also have so many storms in our personal lives, you know, family, with ISKCON, within ISKCON also. But Srila Prabhupada has given us the life jackets of the holy name, books, and association of devotees. And in the form of temples, he has given us, in fact, he has given us a ship in the form of ISKCON as an institute. And the temples, which are like lifeboats, you know, where we can take shelter of. Today, Prabhuji mentioned that thousands of foreigners, they came, they were there actually. When I asked some devotee, he told that they are staying on the cruise. So Prabhupada took the Jaladuta to America, and this cruise has come back today with so many thousands of foreigners, which we would have not thought of that, you know, something like will happen. But this is happening. This is all glories of Srila Prabhupada. So on this auspicious day, I pray to Srila Prabhupada that we collectively and individually never take off these jackets and the life jackets and hold on to this ship gifted by Srila Prabhupada and continue our journey to the spiritual world to eternally serve Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us so many gifts and not only handle these storms but to make our lives purposeful and blissful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Siddhu Chetan Prabhu. As Vrajvari Prabhu is giving offering, we'll request His Grace Govind Prabhu to give the concluding offering. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. On this day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, I would like to reflect on Srila Prabhupada's amazing contribution of giving us a process that will keep any human being sane and normal. Actually, this world is such a bizarre place that even very accomplished people can go crazy, can go bonkers. But the process Srila Prabhupada has given is so balanced, so mature. In fact, Srila Prabhupada himself is a person who was so deeply absorbed in Krishna, and at the same time he was so human and so much relevant. Like for example, when Srila Prabhupada would speak about Krishna, even many of us can watch this, that when we were new in Krishna consciousness, when we first time read Srila Prabhupada's books or came to his contemples, we could feel, and every devotee who has been associate of Srila Prabhupada has confessed this and admitted that everybody could feel that Krishna is there. You know, when Srila Prabhupada spoke about Krishna, it was as if Krishna is there in the room. So he made Krishna a tangible reality for everyone. And when Srila Prabhupada spoke about Krishna, not only he was glowing golden, the whole room would be glowing, and it was so palpable, so obvious that Krishna is there. Krishna loves us. Like once, Jadurani Mataji, Srila Prabhupada pointed to her, do you see this painting? So that painting was Mother Yashoda is chastising Krishna and Krishna is having a fearful face. And Srila Prabhupada had a sparkle in his eyes and he was telling Jadurani Mataji that do you see what is happening in this? So Jadurani Mataji said, yeah, Mother Yashoda is chastising Krishna. And Prabhupada had he had a mischief in his eyes. He said, no, see those two boys. Now nobody had noticed that in the painting there is a background, there is a tree, and in the tree, behind the tree, there are two boys laughing and looking at Mother Yashoda scolding Krishna. So Prabhupada said, see, Mother Yashoda is chastising Krishna and these two boys are laughing. Do you think Krishna will allow them to escape? They are also going to be punished soon, isn't it? So Jadurani Mataji is looking at Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, looking at the painting, and she realized that Srila Prabhupada was on a different realm, different platform. And she felt so connected to Krishna. So this is one aspect of Srila Prabhupada, that he was so Krishna conscious, he was with Krishna. And at the same time, so down to earth, so human. Like Satswarup Maharaj says, that when he was a young boy, so confused, he was reading so much philosophy, he was working for a welfare office. So he would come for Srila Prabhupada's classes, he was attracted to Srila Prabhupada, and he thought that I should give something to this Swamiji, he's an old man, I should serve him in some way. And once Srila Prabhupada was giving class and he said, New York is such a horrible place, in India we get such nice mangoes during this season, New York there is no mango. So he thought Swamiji will like mangoes. So he looked and there was no mangoes available in New York, so he went searching and after a long time in one particular shop he found a mango. And with so much excitement he purchased that and he came to Srila Prabhupada. And after the class, he went in front of Srila Prabhupada and gave that mango. He said, Swamiji, mango. Because he thought Prabhupada would be very happy because he had spoken about mango. And when Prabhupada saw that mango, his eyes lit up. And he said, oh, very nice boy. So the way Prabhupada said, everybody laughed because Satswarup Maharaj at that time, he was Steve Guarino. He was already 27-year-old. He was the senior most in that group. And Prabhupada called him as a nice boy. So the way Prabhupada said it, everybody thought Satswarup Maharaj was a very big man and now Prabhupada is calling him a nice boy. So they all laughed. So when everybody laughed, Srila Prabhupada thought that they are thinking it's a joke. Srila Prabhupada said, no, why are you laughing? This is love. He's showing love. So then Satswarup Maharaj felt so vindicated. He felt, I can relate to this person. This person is so human. And then he was a young boy, Steve. This is 1966. And in 1976, there was this anniversary, 10th anniversary of ISKCON. There was a big
cake made and there was a lot of celebration. And that time he was a big sannyasi. He was known as Satsarup Maharaj. He was a GBC. And there were many big sannyasis with dandas. And they were all standing next to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was speaking about the initial days. And then he said, ISKCON is spreading, we should have big preaching, we should expand like this. And then he said, and during the initial days, we had Satsarup, he used to come with a mango. So Srila Prabhupada recalled, even 10 years later, such small gestures of love, affection. Even Srila Prabhupada himself, when he was in his last days, he was in Vrindavan in May 1977. He had gone from Rishikesh, he was very sick. And when he entered the temple hall, Krishna Balaram temple, all the devotees thought Srila Prabhupada is going to leave this world. He has come to leave this, he has come to Vrindavan to leave his body. And Srila Prabhupada gave a heavy class in the temple hall saying that death is going to come. We have to surrender to Krishna, and what is there to cry? Everything is there in the books. And he spoke about soul and everything, and then devotees are crying thinking that Prabhupada is saying he is going to leave this world. And after the class, Tamal Krishna Maharaj took Srila Prabhupada to his room. And as soon as he reached his house, room, which is behind the temple, Srila Prabhupada just fell on Tamal Krishna Maharaj and told him, Tamal, just encourage me. And for a moment, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was taken aback. And then, understanding Prabhupada's order, he started glorifying Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, you have written so many books, you are such a nice acharya, you have built so many temples, you have given shelter to so many devotees. And then Prabhupada felt happy. Prabhupada said, thank you, Tamal, thank you. Thank you for encouraging me. So, you can see, Krishna consciousness is such a balanced approach. You know, we have to be connected to Krishna at the same time. We can't deny our human existence. We are trapped in this human body. You know, there are certain basic things. Like, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam purports are the best example. Such beautiful descriptions of Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. And just so that we don't become sahajiya, Srila Prabhupada will smash us. He will tell us about dog life, cat life, and sex life is like pig life. And just so that we don't become hard-hearted Mayavadis, immediately we will glorify Krishna's beautiful pastimes. And first, basically India is, you know, spiritual life is Sahajya or Mayavad. But Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, where we are saved from being Sahajya also, and saved from being Mayavadi also, and saved from being a sense gratifier also. So I want to thank Srila Prabhupada genuinely from the bottom of my heart, that if not for this process, I would have been a crazy person. And I am very grateful that I have got shelter, and I thank all devotees for giving me an opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
After His Grace Govind Rose offering, we'll begin the Pushpanjali.
Hare Krishna. I was just thinking, I just came back from Vrindavan, and I started missing Vrindavan. Then I was thinking about Prabhupada, that how he stayed in Vrindavan, and the appreciation for Vrindavan was substantial, it was real. Ours is full of shadow. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains, he says, sometime people in the name of Krishna consciousness escape to the seclusion just to act as if they are chanting. Basically, there are three categories of people. One category is that they are willing to be used by Vrindavan. And there are other categories, they use Vrindavan for their satisfaction. And there are third categories who are, you know, going back and forth. They want Vrindavan to use them, but many times because of their conditioning, they use Vrindavan. So therefore, Prabhupada's giving up Vrindavan, having all the facility, not from the material point of view, but from the spiritual point of view, complete absorption in Vrindavan. There is nothing else to do but be in Vrindavan. But to give up Vrindavan at the age of 70 and to go to elsewhere is not easy, because Vrindavan is intoxicating. It is very fascinating. You know, it was a big risk in one sense. Many people go to Vrindavan thinking that by living in Vrindavan, when we die, we go back to Godhead. Therefore, they don't want to take the risk. I remember once, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying that some business people, they came to Vrindavan. You know, they had a very nice house. Unfortunately, nowadays we see Vrindavan is almost like, from a material point of view, is becoming like a South Bombay, even from the price perspective. So they settled in Vrindavan, hoping that, you know, we will stay in Vrindavan, die in Vrindavan, go back to the spiritual world. They use Vrindavan, he was saying, but all the money is to their own family members without giving anything to Krishna. He said, this is using Vrindavan. But Prabhupada was willing to take that risk. In fact, it was no risk. Why? Because for him, he was carrying Vrindavan. We always hear this. He was carrying Vrindavan within his heart because Vrindavan is limitless. Vrindavan is not geographical alone. Vrindavan is not historical alone. Vrindavan is historical, aitihasic, plus it is substantial. And because it was substantial, therefore, when he went, wherever he went, when he went to Bauri, devotee said, Prabhupada, sorry that we are brought to Bauri. He said, no, I don't see Bauri. I see Vrindavan, I see Vaikuntha. So therefore, learning this from Prabhupada, that being a warrior-like, as he writes in the Bhagavad Gita purport, he said, it is not proper to escape our responsibility of being Krishna consciousness. One has to take the mission. And because he took that mission, and all this reason that because his wife was not good, Prabhupada's wife, as far as my understanding goes, she was, you know, exceptionally good. But unfortunately, because this story has been spoken so many times, she is sounded to be like a villain. This was not the cause for him to go to Vrindavan. That was very superficial. Now, if his wife would have not agreed, if she had agreed to Prabhupada's proposal, you or me, if she had said, you think Prabhupada would have not made this? No, the spiritual substance does not manifest because of material cause. No, that is very important. He was not going to Western world because it was only the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. That becomes again, certainly it is spiritual, no doubt. But it was beyond that also. He developed his own responsibility, substantial responsibility. Certainly, as a great disciple of his Guru Maharaj, he gave all the credit to his Guru. It was beyond that also. It was inbuilt compassion. It was not because of this mundane reason. We have to understand very strongly. Yes, the historical reason is there, but beyond that. And the greatest obstacle he overcame was the fascination for Vrindavan. In the Ramayana, it is explained, when Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya, he had to send someone to fight the demon Lavanasura. And Shatrughna realized it is Bharat. If Lakshman will never agree, he wants to always stay with Ram and serve him. And Bharat is more submissive. He knew that he will agree. So Lakshman knew Bharat agrees, again Bharat will miss Lord Ram. So rather than Bharat missing Ram, I will miss Bharat and I will miss Ram also. So the acharyas explain that Shatrughna, he overcame the attachment of Lord Ram. Lord Ram's attachment was an obstacle to serve a Bhagwat. So he overcame that. So my understanding was Prabhupada overcame the challenge of being attracted to Vrindavan. His attraction was substantial. His attraction was being used by Vrindavan. Not like us. We continuously use Vrindavan and create such a difficult place from a material point of view. Therefore, on this occasion, Srila Prabhupada, your challenge to overcome that attraction, Krishna reciprocated so beautifully, he brought you back to Vrindavan at the right time, so that we could depart in a glorious way. It didn't matter in one sense, because Prabhupada said, I don't have such sentiments. He said, I don't have such sentiments. If I have to die, if I have to give up my body, if I die in New York, he said, don't worry. He said, you perform my samadhi ceremony on the 11th floor of ISKCON's building. He said, I don't have such sentiments. Therefore, to understand this principle and always being used by Vrindavan, used by our acharyas, used by our Guru Varga, we have a greater chance of achieving perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we all stand up for the Pushpanjali. One small notice for all the devotees. Please, as you receive the flowers and we finish of the Pushpanjali prayers, at the end when we chant Pushpanjali, do not throw the flowers. One basket will come in front of you. Please put the flowers in that. Sabhi bhakto se nivedan hai, Pushpanjali mein ko phool milenge, wo kripya Srila Prabhupada pe pheke nahi. वो आपके सामने एक टोकरी आएगी उसमें डालें. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजाता सहगण रघुनाथान्विता तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादा सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दायिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः. माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुभक्तिदा श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते. नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुगा विरुद्धाप सिद्धान्तद्वान्तहारिणे. नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बारसाम्बोधे पादाम्बुजाय ते नमः. नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावरायते
Gauravirabhava bhumestvam Nirdeshta sajjana priya Vaishnavam sarvabhauma shri Jagannathaya te namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Paditanama pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya Namine gauratvishay namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupaswarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatapate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Mandamate Ragati Matsarvasabadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagar Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalavi Sebhyamanam Smarami Divyad Shriman Shriman Rasara Sarambhi Vamshivata Tadasthita Karshana Venu Sunir Gopi Gopinath Shiestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Esha Pushpanjali Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Esha Pushpanjali Srila Prabhupada Ki Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve. Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Paschatya Deshatarine. Esha Pushpanjali. Jagatpuru Srila Prabhupada Ki. As devotees will garland Srila Prabhupada, we'll sing the samsara prayers.
Samsaradavaha nalalidha lokaha tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. Praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. Mahaprabhu ki urtana nitya gita vaditra mahadyan manashorasena Omanchakampa Shutarangavajo Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Shri Vigraharadana Nityanana Ringar tan mandira marjana doshi. Yuktasya bhaktam saniyunjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasadu Sadhana Tripta Tam Hari Bhakta Sangha. Kritvaiva Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Shri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Namna. Prakshana Svadhanalolupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Nikunjayo no rati kelisidaye Yayali bhiryo tirapekshaniyan Tatra Didaksha Dati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Sakshadharitvena Samasta Shastre Uktastatava yata eva sadvi Kintu prabhurya priya eva tasya Vande guru shri charanarvindam Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado Yasya prasada nagati kutopi Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado Yasya prasada nagati kutopi Gayanstu vamstasya yasya strisandhyam Vande guru shri charanarvindam Vande guru shri charanarvindam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam